This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
California hopes to become the first state to allow immigrants without legal status to buy insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. This month, California officials are finalizing an application to get permission from the feds. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Under the plan, undocumented immigrants wouldn't get federal or state subsidies. But what more than 500,000 people could get, says State Senator Ricardo Lara, is insurance.
You have a higher standard of quality of care for people who currently do not have access to it. And we're going to have healthier Californians, which is what we all want.
New people could be good for insurers eager for young and healthy customers and for hospitals who face high costs caring for the uninsured. Advocates also say this move would save money because fewer people would get care at the ER, one of the most expensive places to get treatment. But Yale health economist Zach Hooper says we have to be clear about what insurance actually means for people.
Expanding health insurance is a really good thing. It makes people more financially secure. It allows them to access health care. But I think we need to be honest and say that it'll ultimately raise health care spending.
The reason it raises spending, says Cooper, is because insurance makes it easier and cheaper to get care. So we consume more of it when we can. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.